Please.
Ready to beat your chest. China. One medal in front of us. They've got 12 overall. We have 11. Some missed opportunities. Some interesting things coming out of London, without a doubt. Probably the biggest disappointment had to be the 4x100-meter freestyle relay on Sunday. Maybe some of you were captivated by this and were watching Ryan Loki and what was going to happen there, because he is the stud. He's the man. He already has a gold medal. He knocked out Michael Phelps in one of the early races. This time around, when he was the anchor and America was relying on him, he fell short. He fell short. Poor Michael Phelps. He hasn't gotten any big headlines. He had a chance to grab some. He looked great. He gave a commanding performance in the pool. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough, so the Americans in the relay capture silver. The French were celebrating like nobody's business on the pool deck in London. When Loki dove into that water, I was watching. I was on the edge of the couch. On that leg, he was about a half a body length ahead of the field, looking to pound in another goal. That would have been two for him after that huge performance that I briefly touched on there Saturday in the 400 individual medley, where Michael Phelps wasn't even a factor. Unfortunately, it's silver for the Americans. The total, and we'll dive in further on this, 11 for the USA, for China, 12 once again. And why do you care about the medal count? Because so many of you called in and sent emails to participate in our contest. Yes, Dave in Vermont and Izzy in Missouri, we got your emails just in the nick of time. I will say, for me, I think the highlight was perhaps the opening ceremonies. I think they were disjointed from what I saw. I'm going to say Danny Boyle missed on a lot of potential hits where I think it could have been better. But with the Queen and Daniel Craig, the little footage of them, the montage was just a stroke of brilliance. And I actually missed it. I had to see it in a replay where Daniel Craig comes in and says, "Your Majesty," and she says, "Very well," and goes off with her little corgis. They get into a helicopter, then parachute into the games. Is very, very clever. And there was a moment where Beckham comes in at the start of the games too, bringing in the torch on a speedboat, and that was very, very clever as well. However, in between, with all of the Mary Poppins stuff and the different eras of music, I think they kind of missed a note there, let's just say. It's very early on, so we'll keep you updated on what's happening in the Olympics. The Olympics of politics was very, very interesting over the weekend. Palin, a bomb for McCain. What well-known Republican uttered those words that stunned so many? Palin is one of those people where you don't want to really crucify her if you're a Republican. You don't, because Palin, many of you like Sarah Palin. She's got a lot of backers. As many detractors, she has plenty of backers. So what famous Republican was on a Sunday show and took a little bit of a chunk out of Palin? Would you believe it was Dick Cheney? Well, of course, Dick Cheney would be the guy to do it, because Dick Cheney has no fear of any kind of repercussions. He's like the Teflon man. Still, to me, one of the best moments ever in politics is when he was being interviewed, and I can't even think of who it was that was interviewing him at the time. They asked him about, you know, no weapons of mass destruction, what did he think of that, and oof, the reaction, and what about the American people? And he said, well, we did what we had to do, and went down the path of, hey, you know, we had 3,000 people killed in our country. And he went down that road and was pushed and pushed and asked, what about those weapons of mass destruction? He said, you know, the American people, they weren't happy about that. And he said, tough. I thought that was brilliant. So, because he wasn't worried about the court of public opinion, and he's still not. He did say on one of the shows that Palin was a mistake. And this push about who's going to be the vice president, who's going to be on the undercard for Mitt Romney, is kind of petered out. The buzz over that has kind of died because there was so much buildup to it and Condi Rice's name was thrown out. I think now people are just like, yeah, who's going to be the VP? Who is it going to be? And Cheney agrees with me. If you're going to have somebody that's going to have some teeth as the VP, then you need someone who can deliver a state. So is it Marco Rubio? Is it Rob Portman from Ohio? Not window dressing. And that's what he meant when he said what he said about Sarah Palin. He clarified that he did like Palin. He was friendly with Palin and had nothing to do with that, but that she was wrong for it. She wasn't ready to step up and take that kind of a position, and it was a big, big mistake for John McCain's people to go with Palin as the VP nominee. She didn't pass the test of being ready to be president, and McCain's campaign didn't handle the vetting process well, which is what I keep talking about. When you're running for the highest office in the land, you gotta have people around you who know how to really weed out candidates, when they're ready, when they're not ready, what would be the Achilles heel for anybody, and what would be the strong strokes. So Cheney's unpopularity at a point for the Bush people was certainly kind of a flashpoint. There are, you know, there are a couple of different lists that candidates have, and the list is short in some cases. Sometimes they say the bigger the list the candidate has, the more likely they are to not get elected. So this VP list is shrinking, but do you care? Do you think that, you know, all of this is just all flat now and the fizzle has sizzled? I'm going to say that it's buzzed out, for lack of a better word. Buzzed out. But we're going to let you hear Cheney in this hour in his own words, what he said, and what he said about that VP list, too, by the way. Romney and Mitt Romney and Ann Romney were at the opening games, opening ceremonies, as was Michelle Obama. So there was a heavy American presence there, besides the usual celebs that always seem to make their way on camera. So to be sure, we'll have some more highlights from the Olympics coming up a little bit later this hour as well. If you want to throw in on the Olympics or McCain and mistake with Palin that Dick Cheney seems to think, you can certainly do that, 855-266-KATE. And if you're Romney, just end this drama. Who would you pick, for goodness sake? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And not let you hear what Dick Cheney had to say about the lady, Sarah. Here's what it sounded like, a little snippet of it, earlier on Sunday.
I've met her, I know her. She's an attractive candidate, but based on her background, she'd only been governor for about 2 years. I don't think she passed that test.
Of being ready.
Of being ready to take over. And I think that was a mistake.
All right, there is some truth to that in being ready, because what are people thinking about in the VP? Remember, the heartbeat away from the presidency thing, after all. And he also gives a little advice and talks about a teeny-weeny list.
The tough part is the small list, the one that's really under active consideration. And the test to get on that small list has to be, is this person capable of being president of the United States?
All right, Mitt Romney thinks he's capable of being president of the United States. Do you? New polls coming out every day, you know I am the poll princess, show that this race is getting a lot tighter than originally many of us thought. You know, we've had some big bad Democrats on this show who have a lot of pull in D.C., and they have said that, yeah, this is a lot closer than we thought it was going to be honest. So, what are the things that could trip up a candidate who's trying to knock off an incumbent? A really dopey VP choice would probably be one of the things. But a few miscues. Some people are playing up what Mitt Romney had to say at the Olympics when he was talking about the security and the lack of security, the problems that they had had with the private security firm and bringing in the troops and, you know, what was ultimately was that going to mean, and a couple of other foul-ups that had happened in England. And then we know that that was played up by the Prime Minister, David Cameron, who took a swipe at Romney last week and said, well, it's pretty easy when you have Olympics in the middle of nowhere. But I think it's much ado about nothing, because we don't care about that, do we? Do we care about how London is handling the games versus Beijing? Well, if you were going to pit England against the way we've done the games, might be a different thing. But I don't think so. And I think the little cut on Romney in Salt Lake City, I don't think it matters. I don't think that plays into anything. It's whatever you can do if for the Democrats, they're looking for something to hang on to, just like the Republicans are doing the same thing. And it's kind of tit for tat. At this point, we're starting to see a lot of commercials. I've seen a ton of Obama commercials in Philadelphia, South Jersey, a lot of them talking about that Mitt Romney, that the wealthy, what Obama says in one spot that I heard today, and we've played it actually on the show, that Obama says, you know, we need to bring down our deficits, we need the wealthiest people to help pay for that. And in other words, that's a slight at Romney. And he says it. He says his name, but he doesn't full-on attack him. In the Romney ads, it's the opposite. It's about the unemployment and the jobs and lack of job creation and entrepreneurs and what the country was founded on. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. You, I mean, you're going to get bombarded when you're watching the Olympics, when you're watching football, because football is right around the corner. I mean, we're already at training camps. So once we get a few weeks into this and you start to see some exhibition games, if you will, or even what we call scrimmages in some cases in the first couple of games, when you get into the meat of it, when you actually have the first game that'll be played between the Cowboys and the Giants, guarantee somewhere in the mix there in pre-games, post, whatever, you'll see political ads. And I'm wondering if, you know, how nasty it'll get. I think as it gets deeper, we'll probably see that somewhere, probably. All right, something that you're going to see in odds and ends, I'm going to mix it up and talk about Justice Scalia and the fact that he's not afraid to step into the arena, I guess, if you will, to talk about gun rights. He was on the Sunday shows, one of the Sunday shows anyway, and threw in on what has now become the second week of conversation about Aurora, Colorado, and what happened with the screening of the Dark Knight. As a result, you know, the shooter is going to be back in court again, and as people are kind of grappling with the whole thing, more than anything, guns have become the focus of this heinous act that Holmes pulled off. Not the psychiatric breakdown, the nuttiness of it, the was he psychotic? Yes, some stories like that. But for the most part, what has now been opened wide, I mean, just ripped wide open, more than anything, has been the gun debate. I mean, yeah, there's some stories about, was he going to be evicted from his apartment? What about his parents? What did they know? That kind of stuff. But more than anything, it's over whether or not guns and gun rights and what's going to happen there should be left up to the states, or something should come down the pike federally. Because, you know, there's always been this push, and there have been lots of different handoffs when it comes to gun. And all, as you know, many of the states, much different take from state to state, and laws are different. It's like the Florida law, the Stand Your Ground law. So Justice Scalia weighed in on guns and state rights, and also stepped up, took the opportunity to take a big swing at health care and the health care ruling, because remember, he was on the opposite side of that. He wasn't there with Justice Roberts, who's now become a liberal icon. He didn't agree with that majority decision. So now he gets a chance to sound off, and pretty interesting what he said, because of over the particular thing that wasn't evoked, which was talking about commerce. And he talks about how the ruling, the devastating effects that we're going to see ultimately, as he's saying, in this country. I mean, this is the leading conservative on the court, of course, and has been so for such a long time. And he criticized easily Chief Justice Roberts for his reasoning in upholding the 2010 health care law, and says the Constitution undoubtedly permits some gun control even. So it was interesting when he said that he hasn't decided whether he's going, you know, when he's going to retire. He was on Fox. He says that his family doesn't want him hanging around the house, especially his wife. And he sharply criticized what happened on that day on June 28th, especially with the individual mandate, saying there is no way to regard the penalty, the mandate, as a tax. In order to save the constitutionality, you can't give the text the meaning it will not bear. Interesting. I think that the bigger thing to me, though, because we had heard that before, was the fact that he was talking about guns. Remember, he wrote the High Court's 2008 ruling that a ban on handguns in the Capitol violated the right to bear arms, that as part of the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Now, after what happened on July 20th in that massacre in Colorado, Scalia was asked about whether they, you know, legislature could ban the sale of semi-automatic weapons. And he said the 2008 ruling states that the future cases are going to determine what limitations upon the right to bear arms are permissible. And he said that some undoubtedly are. He's a proponent of the idea that the Constitution has to be interpreted using the meaning of its text at the time it was written. And think of when the Second Amendment was drafted in the 18th century, making it a misdemeanor to carry a really horrible weapon, as this is a quote from him, to just scare people like a head axe. All right, more on Scalia, and we'll mix in a few other things as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
On Fox saying that pretty much guns, well, you know what, get ready for the red tape, the regulation. Here he is in his own words.
It will have to be decided in future cases what limitations upon the right to keep and bear arms are permissible. Some undoubtedly are. There were some that were acknowledged at the time. For example, there was a tort called affrighting, which, if you carried around a really horrible weapon just to scare people, like a head axe or something, that was, I believe, a misdemeanor. The amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand-carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be, it'll have to be decided.
All right, so... he's, as you can hear, he's talking about having to make decisions on what's right and what's wrong when it comes to weaponry, and of course the Constitution there in the mix. So ultimately, is this going to bounce back all the way up to the highest courts? Really, it's going to be, for now, the states parceling out what works and what doesn't work. But the future could go in a much different direction, I think. If you want to weigh in, as always, because, you know, this is the start of the closer look at guns and the gun culture in the United States, right, wrong, or let it be, which do you fall into, which categories? You know, when we talk about polarizing things, guns now, especially with this whole Colorado thing, it's just the ante has been upped here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This is just the start of the week. If you just tuned in for the first time ever to this show, welcome. Olympics, China has 12 medals, USA has 11. But here's a question for you. Who, to a venue, who can draw more people? The London Games at singular events or a Glenn Beck event? Do, 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 do. You know what the answer is? You might be stunned by this. Glenn Beck, he did a little thing out at the Cowboys Stadium. 65,000 people showed up to hear Glenn Beck, who has a radio show, but doesn't have that network or cable TV presence that he used to have. He went off on his own and apparently is doing very well. Not so for the Olympics when it comes to some of the empty seats. In fact, they're recruiting the military to fill some of the empty seats at the Olympics. You know, I've been trying to tune in so I can keep up with what's happening here and there, and I noticed that today, and I thought that was surprising that there were empty seats in a couple of the stadiums for the second day in a row. And so what's happened here? What's kind of a ticket fiasco is going on? Because remember, that was the whole thing, that it was so tough to get a ticket that the foreign delegations were told, lots of people that were trying to get tickets, that they couldn't get them. And, you know, you had swimming finals and you had rows of empty seats at the swimming finals. In fact, I'm sure if you go on the internet, you can see at the Aquatics Center especially that there were lots of open seats for that. At the tennis, there was a lot of spare seats for Andy Murray. He won his match the other day. He's got English ties, and there were, you could have gone to that. So what happened here? Even there was a football match between Egypt and New Zealand at the Manchester United's stadium, and they had seats there too. So what's gone on? What is the snafu? Were the cheap seats filled? And it seemed like it. It seemed like the cheap seats were doing better than the prized Olympic seats. But it makes no sense, because if you've ever watched Olympics, and I know some of you have, whether you like sports, don't like sports, whatever your particular pleasure, there is something about the pride of watching the USA. So typically people who aren't even interested will pay attention because they'll get involved in a story, or they'll decide, oh, I kind of like this event or whatever it is. But it's very unusual to tune in and to see open spaces. And this ticket snafu has kind of overshadowed the first couple of days. And anything that you read about the Olympics, besides still kind of talking about the opening games and what were the opening games like, I mean the ceremonies, I keep saying games, the ceremonies, and weighing in on that, people are weighing in on the early action, of course. But a lot of the blogs, because, you know, we live in a blogosphere world, are just attacking the English for ticket problems. that so many available spots are not sold out. Is it, you know, tickets for the park entrance, I think, you know, that was like $15, a little over $15. And so people are going and they're doing the street entertainment thing. They watch the sports on the big screens and the meadows and the parks. And maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But the figures, the attendance figures, are where most of, in the actual venues where they're walking around and just getting those tickets are pretty good. But the usage of the tickets in the stadiums and at the events is rather low. And should they do a deal where fans can take up a vacant seat if the people that are the spectators don't arrive? If there's no shows, you know, it's kind of like the Emmys when they have all those crazy award shows. Well, they can't have empty seats and people get up, they go to the bathroom, they do whatever, actors, who's that, you know, the people that are in the crowd, producers, directors. So they have a thing called seat fillers and they pay people whatever it is, $100, it's nothing. And they get them to fill the seats. So it never looks empty when they have a television shot, even a faraway shot, which most of the time that would be. They wouldn't do a close-up necessarily, but the seats are filled up. So maybe they need seat fillers. Maybe that's the way you can go and see the game. By early June, 7 million of the 8.8 million Olympic tickets hadn't been had been sold out, really. And about half of the Paralympic tickets, and that's something that they started selling last year, were also sold. So I guess it's that people decided that they're not going to, you know, if you can't get tickets for the person that you wanted to go with, or I can't, suddenly something's happened and I can't make it there. But it seems odd that everybody would have a crisis at the same time. And there wouldn't be, there would be all these open spots. I don't know. If you can solve the mystery, please enlighten me. I think it's rather curious. And my analogy of, you know, look at Glenn Beck. He goes to Cowboy Stadium and 65,000 people show up. More people show up to hear Glenn Beck than to watch a once-in-a-lifetime, for many people, moment in the Olympics, for goodness sake. And I bet you the ratings will be good, because I think people are tuning in for it. Although one of the problems with the Olympics is the live event thing. So you can't pay attention to what you hear if you're going to pick it up later in the day, because so many of the events happen in the wee hours. And that doesn't work for people to watch men's gymnastics at 3:30 on a Saturday night. But we have the miracle of taping, so perhaps people are DVRing, and there is a way to measure that, and maybe we'll see that the DVR stuff is pretty high. I want to give you the payoff for the Beck thing. Why was he there? He did an event called Restoring Love, and that was the whole idea. It was imparting his message to the people that showed up to listen to him. And he talked about what was happening in the government and saying we need to restore, pretty much the gist of his message was, we need to restore the love and the faith in the community. We feel that it's time we had a better government. So he's kind of preaching, I guess, for a while, and they had a Star Spangled Banner moment, and people cheered when he talked about being in the Republic of Texas, getting that message across there. So it shows that he has a lot of supporters, I think, and did much better than the men did with their relay crowd. So there's just no accounting for what people will pay for, I guess, and when they'll decide to show up. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got a dungeon moment for you that you don't want to miss. What do you do when you have $15,000 in cash that you need to pay your mortgage with? You don't do what this guy did. That's coming up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Hand. A lot of people are leery. You hear a lot of spots in America Tonight of putting their cash into stocks or into banks, and they just want to hang on to it and figure out something else to do with it. Well, this wasn't a question of that, and this is where we roll out here in our final turn on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Check this out. I read the story right before we came on the air tonight, and this is a guy from Sydney, Australia. He sold his car last weekend. $15,000 in change, almost $16,000 in U.S. dollars. That was what was earmarked for his mortgage payment and some other bills. So he didn't want to take the money and bury it in his backyard or throw it in a coffee can somewhere. He decided he was going to shove it in the oven because the oven hardly ever gets used. Turns out the very rare thing, his wife decided to use that oven that day, preheating it for chicken nuggets for the kids, and she cooked the cash. It was everything the dude had. Oh, yeah. It was supposed to go toward the mortgage. So can you imagine what that marriage is like right now? She was as distraught as he was, just as probably still crying at this moment. When she told her husband after she figured out what happened, the cash was baked. It was a burnt mess. So he went to his bank for help, the Reserve Bank of Australia, and they advise people to take damaged money to a bank, the Reserve Bank does. And they say if a bunch of the same bank notes are presented, the policy is for each piece to be worth a share of the value in proportion to its size. The combined value paid should be the face value of the original bank note. And I can just imagine how chilly it is in that household right now. Oh, that is rough. And so the unidentified Aussie is going to go in our American dungeon here on ATN, because I think you should never assume that the oven won't get used. The second you do that, you know what assume means. You get into big trouble. So, Matt Johnson, let's open the dungeon and throw the Aussie in. He knows who he is.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Just as if it were on cue, Jack from Down Under says, and notes in Australia are plastic. The Reserve Bank is the Australian version of the Fed. Yeah, highway robbers, in other words, Jack. What a terrible thing to have happen. 15 grand, fried, burned. And you can actually, this is radio, but if you want to see pictures of it, let me just explain it to you. It's like the cash just, you know, crinkled up. Because, of course, if you've ever seen any kind of cash on fire, and it almost looks like kind of plant food on the one end, and it'd be rough. I think it'd be very rough to do that. It'd be very, very depressing because this was important money, and he sold the car for a reason because he needed the money, and so it didn't work out very well. This is an interesting sign of the times. I would come on the show a couple of years ago, probably I think even when I first started the show, and say that it wouldn't be beyond the way I'm thinking that Iran could be turned into glass. Just get the women and children out and the people who would be allies because of the way things are headed over there. Now, it seems that more people are on board with Ahmadinejad. It's just not such a nice guy. And maybe we ought to think twice about what's happening in Iran. And geez, there could be this possibility that we're ready to do anything if necessary. So Obama signs an Israeli military aid bill, and this happened right on the eve of a well-timed Mitt Romney visit to Israel. And the Obama legislation, what he's saying is it brings all the cooperation that we've seen to underscore our unshakable commitment to Israeli security, because remember, he's had some problems with Benjamin Netanyahu and with some kind of iffy visits, even to the U.S. And the president's saying he's going to spend another $70 million, he's going to send it to them, $70 million to Israel to advance the Iron Dome, which is a short-range missile defense system. And this is a response to rocket fire from the Palestinians in Gaza, talking about that the program had been critical in terms of providing security, of course, and safety for Israeli families. Think of the voting and the numbers. Think of who votes and the importance of Israel. In the meantime, you have Romney out of Jerusalem. He was speaking in Jerusalem saying that he supports Israel's right to defend itself against its enemies and says all measures should be considered in stopping a nuclear Iran. So saying, yeah, if we've got to fight them, if we've got to bomb them, we got to bomb them. That's the way it is, because we cannot have a nuclear Iran. And this should be our highest national security priority. And also talked about that diplomatic efforts should continue and that all options should be on the table with Iran, including a military strike, because nothing can be excluded, and recognizing Israel's right to defend itself. So he pushed it back against criticism that we shouldn't leave the military option open, that it's reckless and provocative and it invites war. Do you think it's reckless and provocative and inviting war by saying what Mitt Romney said, or the president sending money to Israel for a shield just in case and spending the money there and talking about our undying commitment to Israel? Because the people that will take the brunt of whatever it is Iran decides it's really doing in its mad scientific experiment called, oh, yes, nuclear power, the Israelis are the ones who will take the brunt. Absolutely. Romney and Obama are trying to appeal to Jewish voters, trying to make inroads ahead of November's election. Romney kept using the word shared values and shared interests and directly avoided criticizing Obama, but slipped in a dig at a little bit of a dig at the differences between the U.S. and Israel. So they're both doing the dance around Iran. If this push continues, it wouldn't be shocking, as Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, has said many times, that this is the next play. This is what's going to happen, that it has to happen, because we cannot allow them to be nuked up. We can't allow that to happen. By the way, Romney broke bread with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on Sunday night. Into Monday, he's headlining a fundraiser for his campaign among some top Jewish supporters, many who were in the audience for his big speech on Sunday in Jerusalem. And then he's going to Poland. That's his final stop overseas, because he was at the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. It just continued on from there. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. They call it snail mail, but I like to think of it as lightning fast. It is, because it gets there the second you hit send, right? Go to AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk, like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous, to be reading emails from jerks. I resent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.